CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. In the Soviet Union in the 20th century, one of the horrors I learned about when reading and studying how dissent was dealt with was the psychiatric hospital system. Anyone caught out dissenting from the central authority or challenging a police chief or in any way demonstrating that he or she wished to break from the regime was vulnerable to being put in a psychiatric hospital. And what that meant wasn't you just rested. No, they used horrible drugs, all kinds of horror stories, Frankenstein-like stories, once upon a time in the 20th century, once upon a time. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Sean Lin, former lab director of viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, to comment on the 21st century and a suspicion that the People's Republic of China is employing the same cruelty that the Soviet Union did once upon a time with their psychiatric facilities. Sean, a very good evening to you. What do we know about how psychiatric doctors are practicing in China? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Gordon. Thanks for inviting me to talk about this topic. So we definitely know the Chinese government has systematically using mental hospitals to deal with the political dissidents and other people who maybe have different complaints about the government. And they, in China, we call them petitioners. They make petitions to different level of Chinese government. So many of these people were locked down in mental hospitals and give them so-called medication to treat them. And this is a very wide scale, and it's government sanctioned. So even though the medical society globally know that China have an Ankang hospital system, which is like psychiatric hospital directly run by the Public Security Bureau, but beyond Ankang hospital, many of the regular mental hospitals were also being used by the Chinese authority to treat, to deal with the dissidents and political prisoners and other groups that are being persecuted. So they even have a very clear government policy to indicate that they can use it. Like, for example, when they started persecution of Falun Gong, their internal document clearly directed local people, police can send people to the mental hospital, and also they mentioned the medication can be used to intervene when necessary and also to achieve the purpose of so-called scientific transformation. So they aim to using the drug to torture people and make them to give out their beliefs. And so this is a very brutal practice, and many people were injected with dangerous drugs, sometimes experimental drugs, and causing all kinds of detrimental health consequences. And many people were tortured to death. And even sometimes when the Chinese government tried to cover up their own persecution in the detention jails. So before people's terms were almost finished, for example, if you are sentenced to 5 years in the labor camp, right before you release, they can inject a lethal drug on you. So you will die after you've been released. So the government can say, oh, these people did not die in our detention. They just died in their home. So they using these kind of ways to avoid being criticized or being accused for killing innocent people. So there are all kinds of ways they've been using these mental hospitals to torture people, for transformation of people, forcing them to give up belief, and or for simply torturing people, making people lose mental stabilities, so they can easily blame these people are insane people. They're causing trouble to the society, so the government can using the mental hospital as a way to maintain so-called stability of the society.
Right.
So it become a very convenient tools for the government to torture, to control people.
Gordon, I have a question for Sean.
Sean, obviously what China is doing violates global standards for psychiatry. Why haven't the global institutions, the medical institutions and organizations, why haven't they done more about what is obviously these evil practices?
It's a very sad situation because of the international medical society in a psychiatric aspect. They quite often think this the Chinese government had the potential to reform. So originally, when this problem being exposed, many of the psychiatrists did complain about the situation, did write letters to China, they urge Chinese government to change, and the Chinese government lie to the medical society saying, oh, we will start to reform, we will establish new laws to regulate these practices. But pretty much it's just another cover up for their continual of these vicious practices. So I think many of them medical practitioners just fall into the trap of Chinese lies, and their barbaric practices still continue and even become more more deceiving, and so making the world believe this may be just like a rare instance in some mental hospitals, but actually I think it's a state-sanctioned large practice. It's kind of like the organ harvesting situation. If the government don't care about people's life, if they can treat people's body or as organ farm, then mental torture is just something very easy for them to do. They will do it without any hesitation. So it become a routine. So many people we mentioned they are just petitioners. They may be just because their house were taken down by the local authorities illegally, they petition to local government. They will also be sent to a mental hospital, and so the government can tell the locals, say, these people are insane. They are just making trouble to the government, and we need to lock them down. We need to give them treatments. So then many other people become physically and mentally suffering very tremendously in this mental hospital, and they cannot even have a normal life after being released. So it becomes a very convenient way for the government to enforce the control of the society.
It's just like the Soviet Union, Sean. Sean, we just have a couple of minutes. I have read in Science Magazine a report that in China now, researchers are publishing paper after paper saying that not only did the COVID-19 not start in Wuhan, it didn't start in China. And one of the recommendations is that they're examining frozen food from outside of China as a driver, as a vector for the COVID-19. We just have a minute. Have you heard this same thing? Frozen food is the explanation to the Chinese people by Chinese researchers? We have a minute.
Yes, definitely. I read these kind of reports. I think overall, the Chinese government strategy is called stirring up the mud. So they just make the things more complicated. People can investigate animal reservoir. You can investigate these frozen foods. You can even checking other countries, whether they are the origin of the virus. And at the same time, the Chinese government can hide behind all these international criticisms. They can say this is a very complicated scientific issues. Nobody knows the answer.
Right.
And then the international society cannot hold Chinese government accountable for spreading the virus globally.
Sean Lin is a former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. Gordon, what I'm learning is that in China, it's not science they practice, it's deception. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.